All right. We got to do something about these microphones squeaking. I mean, I did my part. I identified that they all squeak. And then I asked Rob where the WD-40 was. And he, about 2 weeks ago, came over and put the WD-40 on my desk.
Yeah, so I did my part as well.
And then, so, I should have been more clear. Rob, can you please fix the squeaking?
Oh.
Because you know why? Because I will squirt WD-40 all over this place.
Yeah.
I will make a mess with it. I know myself.
Well, I was just going to ask, where exactly do you put it? I mean, it's...
Who knows?
You don't want to...
Wherever these microphone stands move.
Okay.
Where there's a joint.
Yeah. And you just be getting the whole thing.
But yours, when you move it, Lindsay, it go just move it side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob, come on.
So anyway, we have made progress. Let me put it like that. We have made progress. Now, Riggins, you're not one to want the hallucinogenics, are you? I mean, I think I have heard you say that there are positives of the hallucinogenics, and that some people are doing stuff and all that.
Yeah,
but you don't do that, do you?
I don't know. That's when I was younger, I did a lot of that kind of stuff. But as I've gotten older, no.
Like shrooms, that's the main one, right?
Yeah, yeah. Did a lot of mushrooms.
And so, what did it make you hallucinate?
Colors. Shapes, and we used to take them and go outside and go for a walk in the park, and it would just, the trees would kind of be, it's hard to describe, sort of like
moving,
kind of, yeah. There was movement and lots of bright colors and stuff like that.
Now, have you ever done any of that, Lee?
No.
Okay.
But could you imagine me on
it's like you're on them all the time anyway.
I know, kind of. And I'm so dramatic. I mean, could you imagine? Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can
there's
have
a
cat. Yeah. You can have a good or a really bad time.
Oh, I would have a bad time every time.
Yeah, that's the worry of doing those things, because when you have a bad time, it's really bad.
And I worry. And
yeah. Have you ever, though, Riggins, when you were taking any of that stuff, have you ever been tripping and hallucinating and all and take an axe and chop off your penis? Have you ever done that?
What?
Because this guy did. This guy in Austria.
No.
He got on them shrooms and ended up chopping himself off with an axe. Yeah.
The next morning, you're waking up like,
what did I do?
No.
That's worse than waking up with a bruise you didn't eat.
Yeah.
Wondering, like, how I got that.
Yeah.
Does that not just like...
You think Aaron Rodgers did that? Because he's a big proponent of that, isn't he? That's hallucinations,
yeah, I think so.
And all that.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he went and did that, one of those retreats and all that.
Oh, the ayahuasca thing, or
yeah,
he did ayahuasca. And he's a little bit of, I think, a pothead, a little bit maybe.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think they could do that in the NFL.
I don't think they can, but I don't know. He's got those handshakes with his teammates, and they're all like smoking joints. Have you ever seen that?
But also, is anyone asking the really good players to take a drug test? I don't know how it works, but I doubt it.
But maybe if you do it in the off season, they can't really regulate it. So maybe he just puts it on hold when the season starts.
Yeah. But what's that called? Ayahuasca.
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 Yeah. Ayahuasca. Oh, with an I.
Ayahuasca.
I think it's A-Y.
Spelled with A.
Oh, A.
Oh. Because I told y'all I was in a play in college called Hiawatha. It's a classic. Yeah, Hiawatha.
Yeah, so they brew it into a tea, and then you got to meet with the shaman, and it usually happens in like remote jungle areas. I mean, it was a spiritual ritual of some kind.
Dumb shit.
But they brew it into a tea, and then it makes you projectile vomit shortly after you drink this whole cup of tea, and that sort of kicks off the experience, and then it lasts for, you know, hours and, you know, days sometimes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But there's plenty of documentaries on YouTube of people doing ayahuasca, and they go and lay down in, like, shallow creeks. So they're tripping their balls off, and then they go lay down in a creek and let, like, the water, you know, flow over their head and down their body, and they look like they are on planet Zooton.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Not really interesting to me.
No.
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 And who wants to throw up on purpose?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
No, thanks.
And if you're an ayahuasca fan, maybe I didn't get all those details right, but I've seen that.
But you're stupid is what we're saying. You're a moron.
You're weird.
Whatever, to just like getting like a little joint or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, watching, Friends on Netflix and, you know, taking a little poll. But, yeah.
Can you imagine my doing that?
No.
I could handle the drug part of it more than I could handle the liberal part of it.
Yeah. The people is what would get you. Yeah.
Say, I got to talk to a shaman. Get the hell out of here.
You don't want
to
meet with a shaman teacher?
Like, you could do it by yourself, but like, bring other people in. No.
Yeah. I don't want to have to, you know, be told what to do by someone wearing loose linen pants.
Right.
And scarves.
Right.
With no shirt. Mm-hmm. No, thank you. My doctor doesn't dress like that.
So. No.
No.
And I'm still trying to, I've stumped him, my doctor.
How so?
His name's Dr. Bundy, but I call him Dr. Bungie, and he doesn't like that. But I asked him one day to point to my chakras. He hasn't done it yet. He can't figure it out. Yeah.
Hmm.
They're all over the place.
I think my chakras are, I got a chakra infection.
He's like, that's a new one.
You ever had infected chakras? It's painful. You got to get on some strong antibiotics. And I love the fact that all of us has just glossed over the part where a guy chopped his penis off with an axe.
We totally forgot about that.
I did have a question. Does that not sober you up almost immediately when you do that?
Well, no, I've done it before and it didn't. I mean, you would think it would, but I've slept right through it many times.
It grows back.
I don't know.
They were able to reattach it, though.
Oh, thank goodness.
But I'm sure it's not pretty.
There's no way.
He doesn't deserve to keep one if he's going to treat it like that.
It probably looks like Legos now.
Yeah. There's no picture?
No.
Shoot.
What?
Shoot. No,
this is just the New York Post, so they wouldn't put that. Although they put that picture from Extra Funny in there with that lady. You can see through her bikini bottom.
Mm-hmm.
That was obscene.
Mm-hmm. It is obscene.
That's the only thing you have to censor on TV, right? Just the butthole, not the whole butt.
I don't know.
So maybe it's just not vulgar if there's no butthole.
Never won.
I don't know.
Are you on the phone, right?
Actually, you just can't show the butthole.
What?
Like Rob.
And obviously, if his was cut off, then it's not vulgar anymore.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, they reattached it, so if you saw what it looked like, I'm just saying it probably looks like a mangled mess. I mean, because how it had to be off for a long time.
Yeah. I don't even know what you would do if you're at your house. Are you like laying it on like a cutting board?
I know what you should do. I know this.
What should I do?
I know this answer. You put it on ice.
Oh, you mean to save it.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're fine. I would agree. If I sobered up, I would immediately get that thing on ice.
Ice, get it on ice.
Like an axe, like I don't even know.
Oh, it's how like
a,
you
it's
do?
It's a long, you know, long-handled axe. How do you?
Do you get
just
a,
lay it well, up I like on the coffee table?
I think they, and this happens in a lot of these types of stories where the reporters have never done anything outside of their house. And they're calling a hatchet an axe.
Oh, maybe a hatchet.
Yeah. That's what I'm assuming.
Not like a wood.
Right. Axe. Not like a big, you know, where you're splitting firewood or something.
Yeah.
Just a hatchet.
That makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a sword would be easier.
Get my sword.
I feel like any of those larger weapons are not going to be easy.
Well, it's longer. Yeah, and you don't have to, like.
Be so precise.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Just kind of. Just wing it, you know. Just
Lindsay, were you working with us whenever that the guy who's an official knight brought us that sword as a gift because he was a big listener to the show and he wanted to bring us a gift?
No,
but he's in some sort of if you make the mistake of saying he's part of the Renaissance Festival type thing, this is an organization that is through somehow connected to the official knight. Club,
the Brotherhood.
In England, and there was another guy with him, and I'm standing there and I'm like, okay, this dude is serious. He's not just at the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah.
And I look at the other guy standing there, and I go, "Are you a knight too?" Because I'm just like, "What? This is weird."
Yeah.
"Are you a knight too?" And then that guy looks at him and puts his hand up on the guy's shoulder because the guy didn't answer, and he puts his hand up there and he goes, "Ah. But he is but a squire." Like he hadn't made
You're
it into
serious.
being knights yet. And
they were dead serious. You don't mess with them.
Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing if somebody was going to do what this guy did with a sword, it would be either samurai or an official knight sword of a knight.
Mm-hmm. Of an actual knight. Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
He is but a squire.
He is but a squire. And but the other guy couldn't talk. He was
it
just
didn't
like,
seem like it. No, yeah. He's just like, please enjoy the mead.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. It's just so awkward.
It is weird. Cool. I don't even know what I'd say to them. Oh, my God. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
How do you, it, is well, that a I mean, paid
and
gig?
This was an expensive sword that he was giving us, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure you saw it in the office.
I remember seeing it in the office, yeah.
I pulled it out one time and walked around the whole building.
Right.
I was like, look at this sword.
I remember that.
Yeah, like, that's real and sharp.
Yeah. I'm like, look at this.
I was like walking through the sales pit with a big sword.
Yeah.
But, you know, in 2024, we wouldn't even be able to have that around. Ooh, somebody picked that up and they was like, oh, my God.
Oh, ooh. I know.
Mm. I'm not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would think that would sober you up pretty fast, Riggins.
Yeah. Or chopping Lindsay your wiener off. That. We'll do that.
And then they say that he was depressed.
What?
Well, I bet he wasn't as depressed then as he is now.
Yeah, right.
He's looking down at his business.
Mangled.
Oof.
And then on top of all that, like this horrible experience, then it's national news. Like
World news. Austria. Yeah.
Yeah.
That just makes a bad situation worse.
Yeah. Then he's not getting any dates.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no.